All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Rod Stutz along with Freddie Cocker.
What's up?
I'm sorry, but Freddie came in a little while ago.
Yeah, so. I mean, look, I said on Friday I'd give you a report. How do you give a report on a team that plays 6,000 people on their first exhibition game?
That's true, exactly. You know, you never know.
I mean, starting guys come out and play, like, you know, yeah. First, you know, maybe the first quarter. Yeah. Maybe two or three series, and then it's a chance for coaches to see a lot of people.
So that performance didn't really tell us a lot about the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah,
this
I mean, you can go. And I mean, of course, everybody likes to win.
Sure.
But this is a period of live action assessment so that you can start making those cuts and trimming down to what's going to be your roster for the season.
How would Dizzy Dean describe a game like that? Familar warm ups? Something like that.
We're just sledding. We're just sledding through the pregame.
Preliminary what he would try to say. But
oh my gosh,
he would murder the English language.
But I loved listening to him.
Yeah, me too.
This is deep pit this way. Dizzy Dean and Pee Wee Reese.
Yeah, they were a good team.
Time out for a Falstaff.
Hey, I'll take up on that right now.
And if the game got really bad, he'd start singing the Wabash Cannonball.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's toward the end of the game, especially.
Yeah.
You know, well, at any rate, I know that you have a trivia question.
Well, I do.
Come in here armed to the teeth. So
yes.
What do you have today?
And as I stare at your bearded face, our question is the U.S. presidents.
All right.
Now, many of you are sitting there wondering, did Freddie have airplane glue on his bowl of cereal?
Or his breath.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I don't know.
U.S. presidents, why we talk about Ron's...
Not getting
bearded face.
Not getting close enough to you to tell if you have airplane glue on your breath.
Who is the only clean-shaven U.S. president between U.S. Grant and William Howard Taft?
Wow, that's a tough one.
Who is the only clean-shaven U.S. president between U.S. Grant, who had a two-term presidency that began in 1869, and William Howard Taft, whose presidency began in 1909.
Well, that's a tough question. You got to know your presidents.
Yeah,
know
only
this.
One guy without any whiskers or mutton chops or Fu Manchu.
Any kind of facial hair.
No facial hair.
All right.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Integrated Body Work. It's 50% off. A one-hour massage valued at $110, available now for only $55. Integrated Body Work is a therapeutic massage facility conveniently located in the heart of Chapel Hill at 1504 East Franklin Street. Integrated Body Work's expert massage therapist, Lisa Green, has helped hundreds of patients in the Chapel Hill-Carborough area increase their quality of life through pain resolution and management. It's half off from Integrated Body Work, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie, I don't even want to guess. I have no idea who the president is, the clean shaven.
Well, how about if we name, if
about.
I run through the presidents? Let's see, after U.S. Grant would be Rutherford B. Hayes. After Hayes would be James Garfield.
Okay.
And then James Garfield is assassinated, so Chester A. Arthur. So then we're up to, let's see, 84. Then Grover Cleveland.
Okay.
And then we go to Benjamin Harrison, and then to Grover Cleveland, and then to William McKinley, and then to Theodore Roosevelt, and then to William Howard Taft.
Okay. McKinley?
Very good.
Really?
William McKinley.
I'm just guessing.
Clean shaven.
I'm trying to visualize
that. Yeah, the first American president to be bearded, to have facial hair, was Abraham Lincoln. And then we have that stretch until William McKinley was elected.
Yeah.
In 1896, but took his term in 1897.
Yeah. Do you think I could get elected with a beard?
I think a beard would... If you cut all this stuff off, would Beverly recognize you when you came in the door? Would you call 911?
Probably not. And if you cut off that mustache,
people
wouldn't know you either.
But you know, have you been tempted? I have been tempted just to see.
Yeah, curious. But I remember, my memory is still good enough to remember how ridiculous I looked without a mustache. And,
really?
Yeah, it's really crazy. I mean, I don't.
Hey, maybe we'll have to make a bond. One day we'll just come in and while we're doing trivia, we'll whip out the Norelco.
You can go ahead and do that. I'll just stand back and watch.
And then I'll watch your reaction.
I figure.
Speaking of which, reaction tomorrow is
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
I figure the best I can do to cover up my face.
Yes,
the best that is for everybody out there.
Well, me and you both.